Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Center approves 12,000 crore rupees targeted LPG subsidy for Ujwala Yojana in 2025-26. Cabinet approves 4,200 crore rupees scheme to boost technical education. Minister Temujin Imna Along emphasizes preserving indigenous heritage while adapting to technology. And Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia calls for unified approach to accelerate infrastructure growth in Northeast. Now the news in detail. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Aishwini Vaishnav said the government will provide a targeted subsidy of 300 rupees per 14.2 kilogram cylinder for up to 9 refills per year.
10,33,00,000 घरों में उज्ज्वला के कारण परिवर्तन आया करीब 2,200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में तो आज कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा
The cabinet also approved 30,000 crore rupees subsidy to state-run oil companies, namely Indian Oil Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum, to compensate for losses incurred from selling LPG at below cost of the past 15 months.
जैसे हमारे मिडिल क्लास परिवारों में एलपीजी गैस अफोर्डेबल रहे कम से कम दाम पे मिले उसके लिए 30,000 करोड़ रुपए की सब्सिडी आज अप्रूव हुई है जो सीधा हमारे एलपीजी हमारे मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों के बेनिफिट में जाए उस जियोपॉलिटिक्स में गैस के प्राइस ऊपर नीचे होते हैं तो उसमें मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों को कैसे हम इंसुलेट करके रखें उनके ऊपर कोई नेगेटिव इम्पैक्ट न पड़े ये सोच के ये फैसला लिया गया
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has given its note for the budgetary support for multidisciplinary education and research improvement in technical education scheme with an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees.
राज्य सरकारों के जो टेक्निकल एजुकेशन के इंस्टीट्यूशंस हैं, उनको सपोर्ट करना उसमें ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन लाना उसके लिए 4,200 करोड़ रुपए का एक प्रोग्राम सैंक्शन हुआ है तो 175 इंजीनियरिंग इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड 100 पॉलिटेक्निक्स देश भर में जिसमें करीब 7.5 लाख स्टूडेंट्स एंड 13,000 फैकल्टी मेंबर्स को बेनिफिट मिलेगा
The government further approved 4 new components under the existing special development packages for Assam and Tripura with a total outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. Minister of Tourism and Higher Education Temujin Imna Along emphasized the importance of preserving indigenous heritage while adapting to the demands of a rapidly advancing technological world. Speaking at the Development of Education in Northeastern India exhibition organized by the National Archives of India and Department of Higher Education Naglim today in Kohima, Mr. Along expressed deep gratitude to the Ministry of Culture and the National Archives for their sustained commitment to promoting and documenting the diverse histories of the country. Highlighting the unique knowledge systems traditionally practiced by the Nagas, such as the Morang-based education, the minister called on the need to document discipline and strong values of the forefathers.
It is to be documented how our forefathers, still in the so-called, you know, poorness of the modern system, were still being able to have a very disciplined community in itself.
Mr. Along also welcomed the proposal made by MLA Dr. Tsilhutyo Ritso for establishing a Northeast Archival Center in Naglim. He called it a crucial step toward preserving and celebrating the region's unique cultural identity. The minister further urged the youth to embrace modern technology, especially artificial intelligence, without fear but with responsibility and purpose. He, however, reminded that the strength of the Naga people lies equally in their past, culture and fate.
A people without strength in the past are not a people that will have a future. Our past is our strength, our traditions, our culture, our faith will make us stronger generations to live.
The exhibition will remain open to the public until August 15 at the Capital Convention Centre. Chief Minister Nipuriu has extended prayers and best wishes for the speedy and full recovery of Governor La Ganesan. In a social media post, Mr. Rio, on behalf of the people of the state, wished the governor renewed strength and a swift return to duty to continue guiding Naglim with wisdom. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, EIR News Alerts and EIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Pathan continued his series of surprise inspections, visiting several government offices in Wagha, including School Education Department, Civil Supply and SP Office. During the checks, Mr. Pathan assessed staff, attendance and workplace discipline. He noted that some offices showed near-full attendance and commanded their commitment, while action has been directed against those found absent without valid reasons. Mr. Pathan emphasized that public office is a responsibility, not an option, and said this checks will continue to ensure accountability. The Deputy CM was accompanied by Deputy Commissioner Vinit Kumar, SP Relo IE, and leaders of Lotha Hohu and Lotha Students' Union. Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has underscored a unified approach to accelerate infrastructure growth in the Northeastern Region, NER. Speaking at the High-Level Task Force on Logistics, Infrastructure Connectivity in NER earlier this week, he said all infrastructure projects in the region should be mapped on the PM Gati Shakti portal for better planning of future initiatives and urged states to update their logistics policies as per the metric prepared by the ministry. Mr. Sindhya outlined various suggestions to brief infrastructure and connectivity gaps, including building a unified NER infrastructure grid, setting up a monitoring mechanism for priority projects, boosting cross-border trade facilities, and enhancing digital connectivity and power transmission systems. The meeting focused on critical gaps in the Northeast in the sectors of highways, railways, waterways, airways, logistics and digital connectivity. To bridge these gaps, the task force decided to formulate a comprehensive infrastructure master plan, which will be developed in consultation with all 8 states and central ministries. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi today said that Prasar Bharati is working towards minimizing possible entry barrier to the audience and ensuring the widest possible access to information, education and entertainment. He said this on the launch of Magazine Store on Wave's OTT platform in New Delhi today.
Audiences who would want to also consume written content should be able to do so within the same app. And today we have launched this facility. And this magazine store is available at a subscription of 99 rupees per month or 999 per year. And this will provide access to about 50 plus titles from 8 different magazines across multiple Indian languages.
And the Excise Department Kohima has reported significant seizures and enforcement actions over the past years, presenting an overview of department's activities during the Kohima District Planning and Development Board today. Deputy Commissioner of Excise Zonal, Venuzolu Dau, informed that 1,040 cases were registered under the Naglan Liquor Total Prohibition Act in the last financial year. The department seized over 1.7 kilograms of heroin and 9,000 bottles of codeine-based cough syrup, including a major haul of 1.6 kilograms of heroin at Kuzama Check Gate last September. Between January 2024 and June this year, fines exceeding 11 lakh rupees were collected. The department also issued 53 temporary liquor permits during the last year's Hornbill Festival. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Centre approves 12,000 crore rupees targeted LPG subsidy for Ujwala Yojana in 2025-26. Cabinet approves 4,200 crore rupees scheme to boost technical education. Minister Timjan Imna Long emphasizes preserving indigenous heritage while adapting to technology. And Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya calls for unified approach to accelerate infrastructure growth in Northeast. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.